My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Scott McKay, and this is the episode for August the 10th, 2020 of The Tipping Point here on Revolution Radio. Welcome to the show. So, folks, this week we're going to talk about some of the things that are evolving in the global, on the global stage, that we've seen happen overseas, tied into what we know is going on in this takedown operation. Those of you who are joining us here on The Tipping Point for the first time, welcome to the show. Those of you who are listening abroad, this is a show that applies to you. We are fighting a digital war, and it includes working this battle plan with our military, with military intelligence, with the White House, with all the digital soldiers around the world that have joined this battlefield to help take down this criminal power structure that has been wrecking life for humanity for a very long time in all of our countries. So we're glad to have you as well. Every show we think of you, we include you. We know you're fighting your own battle. I just want you to know that reinforcements are coming as soon as we clean up the operation here in the United States, and then we're coming to help you take down that criminal power structure. Folks, Revolution Radio is a free speech radio platform. I call it my information warfare platform for the new battlefield of digital information, getting information out to people, trying to wake up the world to what's happening, not only as this encroachment continues and has been continuing for decade after decade, taking away our rights, now threatening us like we have never seen, not just here, but also in countries around the world. We are enlisting other battlefield soldiers to join this fight, to wake people up, let them see for themselves what is happening, explain it to those who aren't paying attention, and give any assistance we can to our military operators that are out there putting their lives on their line, fighting this covert war that you cannot see, that has yet to break out onto the surface. Most of you who come here because you want to hear the truth. And the only way we can do that is on a platform like Revolution Radio that's privately funded. Because of you, nobody can stop us. We can't be censored. Big tech can't stop in front of us. There are no other entities that can stop the free flow of information that we want to bring to you. So therefore, to help this stay alive, Revolution Radio is a privately funded platform. And if you're on the website, you can see at the top left-hand corner, there's a donate button, and there's also a Patreon button right underneath that, a big orange one. And there you can create your own Patreon account and donate to the network as well. Or if you want to send a check, you can always send snail mail to the address you'll see down at the bottom to Terry Ackerman, made out to Revolution Radio. We appreciate that, because without you, then we don't exist. Without us existing, many people around the world are not going to get the truth that it's more necessary than ever. Also, we got a lot of people work hard behind the scenes here, folks. I want to thank my producer every week, Patrick. He's always kind of keeping me on my timelines. And I got Mr. Rowe over there. He seems to be the one that always is pushing me information that I need to get the videos made after we do a show. So folks, if you live in a time zone that it's tough for you to listen to this show, I do upload these episodes, create a video out of them, and put them up on my YouTube channel, which is The Tipping Point Radio. And you can get to me from patriotsriseup.com to any one of these mediums. Patriotsriseup.com is a mobile connect. You can jump off of patriotsriseup.com right onto Revolution Radio at Showtime. There's a link there that'll get you here. As I always tell people, if you are on a mobile device, tip that thing sideways so you're in landscape view, so you can stretch a little bit and you can see Studio B, which is where we are parked. You can also get all the archived episodes we put together. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a YouTube link there or an icon. And you can get these shows if you want to go through them again and watch them in video form. I put a lot of visuals to them, so it helps you follow the message. And you can also connect with me there on Facebook as well as Twitter. On both of those platforms. And if you ever have any questions you want to send over to me, you can send them to scott@ttpradio.com for The Tipping Point. That's scott@ttpradio.com. I love your input, good or bad. Always helps I can use you as a weather vane to decide what direction at times to go in, whether this is the kind of information that resonates with you or not. We do want to serve the audience, but we will stay on track and on point to our mission here, and that's to wake people up. So we'll go ahead and give a shout out right now to the American Patriot of the Week, Hank Williams Jr. He decided he's going to pull his music from the NFL. Big victory. I'm proud of people I've seen lighting up social media that are walking away from the NFL, that are walking away from the NBA. All of these pro sports that we have come to love and make part of our lives have, in my opinion, joined the traitors, joined the people that want to help take down America, Black Lives Matter, all the Antifa bullshit. They want to go ahead and donate. If Michael Jordan wants to donate $100 million, great, we'll never watch your stuff again. NBA, you want to put Black Lives Matter on your shirts and on the floor, great, we're not going to watch you either. NFL, if you want to go ahead and get down on your knee, you go ahead. You'll do it without all of us, because we are going to continue to fight this battle to recruit a massive walkaway movement from professional sports, because you people no longer deserve our respect, because you would rather shit on the American flag and those very soldiers that are over there on battlefields in forward operating areas in very dangerous situations for the privilege for you to be the idiot that you have chosen to be. So we've drawn our battle lines. You're on the other side now. We're staying our side, and we have the numbers. We are going to massively recruit more and more forces, because we have the ability to shut off that spigot and the flow of money that comes into your bank accounts, so you guys can go out and spend like, act like idiots, getting in trouble, doing all the shit we put up with from all of you, and we still continue to support you. Well, we just drew the battle line. That game is over. And I'll tell you what, I see this movement in the country now that's very exciting, because patriots are rising up. The flags are coming out. And I tell people week in and week out, if you want to join this battlefield, if you want to help save America, if you want to help save the children that have been living in underground tunnels and traffic by the CIA, by the cabal powers in the Air Force, by the Vatican, by the British monarchy, by all the crooks and the criminals and the Satanists at the top of the corporate structures, then here's how you can do it. You don't have to have a radio program. You put that American flag, you raise it as high in the air as you can. And I see it's growing as I'm out here in the communities. I'm in the solar industry, so I'm designing systems throughout the entire DFW region. And I see these flags going up everywhere. seeing them on cars. I'm seeing them on pickups. There is a lot of Texas pride here before that, but now it's inspiring. So the flags are going up, and it's very exciting. In fact, when I was in Pennsylvania a few weeks back, I was driving past my kindergarten teacher's house, and a big house, and they've got, I don't know how many 5x8 foot flags out there, Trump 2020. And here's where people are today. These are school teachers, folks. They're not school teachers anymore, but these are two people, either in admin or directly in direct education in the school system. And they know that they are important factors in forming or the formative years of a child's life. They're so committed to what is being done by Trump and the military. They got a couple of 5x8 flags up on their chain link fences says Trump 2020, no more bullshit. That's where the country is. That's where we are. We're done. We gave all these criminal, crooked, cockroach politicians that have been selling us out in D.C. for decades and decades and decades, living opulent lives, getting richer and richer, while the average man, the middle class, lower middle class, man and woman has been fighting their ass off just to try to keep their head above water. Now we're at the point where our school teachers are saying, no more bullshit. We're coming. You're done. Now the clock is spinning at a high speed toward this epic battle and this showdown that's going to happen on November the 3rd, when we are going to drive a stake into the heart of the cabal powers, the Rothschild Karzarian mafia dynasty that's been destroying this planet, this country, your country, for a very long time. So it is now game on. The Patriots are rising up. And I'm pretty excited about all of that. It's happening everywhere. They were so concerned about this threat, they launched an attack on America, on the world, with this phony virus, this less than lethal power flu virus. They launched it on us to try to shut us up. They fear us, folks. That's their greatest threat. Is you and I waking up. The thing of it is, the reason that they lie to us all the time, the reason that they keep the truth from us, the reason that they divide us by race, by religion, by sex, by political affiliation, by socioeconomic group, by any type of preference, is because if they don't keep us busy doing something to occupy our time, stealing our money with taxation, so many different taxes, you can't even keep track of them. If they don't keep us fighting for survival, then we're going to discover who they are and what they're doing. This power structure is a massive, powerful force, but it is absolutely on the ropes. And if it wasn't for JFK, who looked down the barrel of their gun and came right at him and said, I'm coming, this movement would have never happened. But here we are today, culminating many decades later. In fact, as he described the cabal powers, he said in his inauguration speech, for we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has constricted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War, in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. That is what he told us 70 years ago. The only thing that I would now beg to differ on is that we would hope to match it, and we have matched it, and the power of the alliance at this point has them in the kill box. These criminals are now backed into a corner. Most of the powers around the world, the nations around the world that are being led by their Karzarian Rothschild mafia puppets are now on the ropes, and they are playing for the other side. You can't see this because it is on our side, a covert military operation as well. The whole attack, the COVID attack, everything that they have put in play over the last number of years has already been vetted out for a counterinsurgency operation. That's what it is. What's happening today is a well-designed, well-oiled, well-planned counterinsurgency operation of our military intelligence, Trump, and the 22 alliance partners around the world that are helping us as well, the U.S. citizens, take down this power structure. What we've seen in the last week, I find quite interesting. We saw Donald Trump making a speech, which was quite incredible. He was talking about some of the things he's going to be doing or the executive orders that he has now signed. One that I thought was quite remarkable was the executive order that he signed that they're eliminating for the rest of the year the payroll tax. To me, this is an incredible strategy. It tells me two things, and two things specifically. Well, three, actually. Number one, he's got the balls to go around the criminals and corrupt the corrupt Congress. Obviously, primarily the largest crime syndicate in politics is the Democratic Party. We know that. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. That'll be proven. We'll put that on the sidelines for a minute right now. But what we do know is they're collaborators on the Republican side. The vast majority of these people are criminals. In my opinion, I define a criminal as anybody in there that's working against the people, passing unconstitutional laws, signing on to them, casting votes that are taking away our freedom. To me, every one of those people are criminals because they are defying the rights of the citizen and they are in bed with the enemy. But so what he told Congress this week by his actions were, if you are not going to do what I want you to do, then we're just going to write an executive order, because they exercise their power outside of the bounds of what it should have been. And now we had the deep state criminal cabal puppet, the Jesuit, the Knights of Malta, John Roberts, who also stabbed us in the back on Obamacare when he was against it right up till the end. And of course, they definitely have enough on him to get him to jump whenever they want him to jump. And he did stab us then, but because he was willing to cast his swing vote so he could support these powers that Obama was seizing unconstitutionally, guess what? They handed over the very weapons that they were creating for themselves to use against us, to hand over to the witch, to hand over Hillary Clinton, to continue the 16-year plan to take down this country, to usher in her new world order. Obviously, it failed because they never dreamed she would lose. What they did do is they handed over these powers that they seized, and now their same weapons, is cash of weapons with a stroke of a pen, now are going to be used to destroy them, which I find absolutely ironic, and it's actually quite funny to watch this thing play out with their weapons. So now, here's two things that happened by this tax cut or this elimination of the payroll tax. I think the biggest thing is that Americans are finally going to realize how much money has been robbed from them. The IRS is illegal. It's an illegal agency. It's not even a United States agency. It's a corporation parked in Puerto Rico. All the proceeds that go into the Internal Revenue Service go right to the Vatican Bank. They don't get pipelined into this country or back to you. The rest of the stuff they send you, the money they send you, is simply bribe money. And they, of course, they have a lot of revenue streams to do that. But what people are going to find out is, holy Mary, Mother God, look at all this extra money we have. Look at how much money we're, it's like I got a 30% raise in my paycheck. And people are going to develop a lifestyle for the rest of the year with that paycheck. They're going to catch up on some debts that have been hanging over them, keeping them stressed out. They're going to be able to have some school clothes money. They're going to be able to have some money for tuition. They're going to have money to get some repairs done around the house. Now, you put the population into that mindset of having that revenue from their hard work for 5 or 6 months, and then come December, and it has a sunset clause, it might expire. Obviously, we know they're not going to let it. But what are they going to think? They're going to think, are you kidding me? We have an economy that we now know, as the Democrats and CNN has told us, is now terrible, absolutely devastated. Ironically, what's interesting, it took a COVID attack. It took 40 million people out of work. It took probably losing 40% of our small businesses in the country. It took the catastrophe of a destroyed supply chain just to get back to the highest level of the Obama economy. Imagine that. Well, so while they're talking about how bad this economy is, come December, if they try to take that payroll tax back out of your paycheck, people are going to be saying, wait a minute. So we had the worst economy, as according to CNN, of course, or MSDNC. We've had the worst economy, a horrible economy. Trump screwed the economy up. But they've run this country without any of our money? You kidding me? So where the hell does this money go? Why can they run this country without all of our money and we're doing just fine and we're actually rising economically? Why are you guys taking this money? Second thing is, the people are going to be willing to fight for that. They're going to be willing to say, or I should say support Trump when he says, we're going to end the payroll tax permanently. Think of what that tells the nation, folks. They'll finally come to realize that they have been robbed blind for a very, very long time. So the second thing it puts me in mind of, and I've talked about this for the last 5-6 months, been talking about it for well over a year and a half. Now it's becoming more and more evident the way I see the chess pieces moving around on the board. I believe Nasara is in play. I believe they are strategically setting up the world to walk Nasara right in, or Gisara, the Global Economic Security and Reformation Act, on a global scale. I believe they're setting the stage to implement that by all the things that Trump has said over the last year and a half. So that's a huge win. The second win is taking on Big Pharma. I believe Big Pharma is the largest cash cow, cabal Rothschild cash cow that exists. None second to it. I think energy comes in second. But the simple fact is, I'm not going to say I'm glad we're going to tear Big Pharma apart. Big Pharma saved my life. However, as I say week in and week out, they've overstepped their bounds and they're a criminal enterprise. So we have a lady I saw on an interview. She is spending, I forget how much money she's spending on her insulin for diabetes. And I think the cost went up to like $300 or $400 a month. I believe that's with insurance. After Trump was done, it's going to come down to like $10 or $15 a month. These companies have been screwing the American people so bad. They sell these drugs at generic prices all over the world, and they're making the American citizen finance it. I am not a believer in government-controlled economies or price-fixing by the government. That's completely communistic, but guess what? Sometimes you got to fight the enemy with their weapons. If you see them on the ground, you pick up their AK-47 and you start using it to take them out. That's what's happening here. Now, Trump is legislating from the White House with executive orders that the prices are coming down. That, to me, was the biggest bullet he could fire at the greatest enemy that exists on the planet. That's Big Pharma. And if you watch that, that speech he made after that, here's clearly what he said. He said, you may not see me for a while. He said, there's a lot of very rich, very powerful people that don't like me. They don't like me at all. He said, so you may not see me for a while. So that brings me to two things. Something he said months ago, he said, I am glad that I could have, I forget the exact words, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm glad that I was able to serve the country in this fashion. And it was in past tense. So I pick up all these little pieces, these little nuggets, in addition to reading all the intelligence drops, trying to decode or put together the puzzle or the roadmap, look at the indicators of what they're trying to tell us. And there's two things that came up when I thought about that. So I went back, started digging through some of the things from the past. And one of the things that came up was, this is post 35 they put out November 1st, shortly after the intelligence operation started, November 1st, 2017 at 10:56 p.m. This was a 35th drop. And here's what it says. It says POTUS will be well insulated / protected on Air Force One. Now, again, remember, this is 2 years ago. POTUS, will be well insulated slash protected on Air Force One and abroad, specific locations classified. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure you can understand here. Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert, be vigilant, and above all, please pray. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Love is patient, love is blind. God bless my fellow Americans. 4:10:20. 4:10:20 are the 4th and 10th and 20th letters in the alphabet, which is DJT, Donald J. Trump. So if you look back at how they have laid out, and I read some of this the week past, of the truth in advance being projected to let us know what's happening 2 years forward. Now, will this particular one happen coming up here sometime around November, after November? This is post number one, the very first one they dropped, October 28th, 2017 at 4:44 p.m. Eastern Time. Some Anon put up there, and I'm sure the Anon was military intelligence because there were no Anons back then. It says, Hillary Clinton will be arrested between 7:45 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday, the morning of October 30th, 2017. We know that wasn't true. Then, below that, as a comment from posting that, it says HRC extradition already in motion effective yesterday with several countries in case of a cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective 10:30 at 12:01 a.m. Expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. The USMs, which is military, will conduct the operation while NG, National Guard, activated. Proof check. Locate an NG member and ask if activated for duty 10:30 across most major cities. What we've learned from these intelligence drops, that the year doesn't correlate to the drops. The dates often do, but not the year. So it is 2020. Does this apply to October 30, 2020? Don't really know, but I found it very peculiar that he made the comment that we may not see him for a while. So that's number one. Number two, I've talked about Nassar in the past. If you haven't heard that episode, you can go to the YouTube channel, The Tipping Point Radio, or get there from patriotsriseup.com, and you can find that episode that talks about Nassar, which was the National Economic Security and Reformation Act that was signed into law in Congress at the force of gunpoint in special operations. And also Clinton was forced to sign it as well. As I understand, there were commandos, there were actually Navy SEALs that had disarmed Secret Service and forced him to sign it. It was to be enacted under Bush. It was basically to set the world right, strip the power away from the cabal, and turn the resources, the massive, staggering resources of wealth over to humanity and stop the death machine of poverty, of disease, of murder, of everything. And anyways, when that happens, as many of you know, once it's enacted, it was supposed to be enacted in 2001, 10 a.m., a speech was lined up for Alan Greenspan, 8 a.m., the Bush cabal, Karzarian, Rothschild mafia puppets, cutouts, all those people involved in this operation to hit the towers. They stopped it all from being announced, but with an 8 a.m. attack on the World Trade Center. But when it does happen, the president is removed from power immediately upon enactment, as is the VP. Congress is disbanded. All the criminals are pushed out of D.C. The military takes over, maintains direction of the country until elections can be held within 120 days. And virtually nobody can go back to Congress because the vast majority are criminals. There will be an interim president like General Joe Dunford, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, somebody the military trusts is a true patriot, regardless of party, a true American patriot can be trusted as an interim until they bring in a new seat for all the seats of power in D.C. So is that a reason why we may not see him for a while? I'm trying to put these together. I think they're just clues, but I can't land anywhere specifically. But if we look at the post that came out, the very last post that came out was post 4620, very last one. They've been dark, folks, for about, I guess it's been about 12 or 13 days now. So they dropped a couple of posts right at the very end of July, and ones that are applicable, letting us know of where they are at the moment. July 28th, 2020, 11:10 p.m., capital letters, information warfare, Q. Within about another minute, they dropped another one. Capital letters, nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. WWG1, WGA, where we go one, we go all. Then the next time they dropped was 2 days later on the 30th of July, 12:25 p.m. They dropped a post, a repost from November 11th, 2019. And it says, quote, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Thomas Jefferson. "What we seek is the reign of law based upon the consent of the governed and sustained by the organized opinion of mankind." Woodrow Wilson. "Educate and inform the whole mass of people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." Thomas Jefferson. When I read that, it's the message. It tells me a message. Letting people know it is better to have freedom, dangerous freedom, than peaceful slavery. It also, what are they doing? They seek, what they seek is the reign of law. We need to get this country back to a nation of laws, not a nation of men or a nation of criminals. A nation of laws based on the consent of the governed. That's us. We lost control of that. And sustained by the organized opinion of mankind. That's a course correction mindset as far as I'm concerned. And also, patriots, what you're responsible for is, quote, Thomas Jefferson, "educate and inform the whole mass of people. They're the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." That's what we are doing here. We are waking the world up. Then they dropped again, same day, a little bit later, 12:27 p.m., 2 minutes later, "Do not mistake silence for inaction." We've seen them go dark for weeks at a time, month at a time or more. And that is because they are operational. Covering these points because too many people continue to come, whether it's directly to me or on social media, the impatience is still reigning among so many people. I don't understand how many ways I can explain this, but I don't understand why people want to be stressed out. If you watch the indicators and see what's coming, you know what's coming, you feel what's coming. You don't have to be stressed out about the moves that are being made. This thing is set up and controlled from front to back. These people are boxed in. They got nowhere to go. They're simply exposing them for what they are to bring the rest of the people on board to understand why the decapitation is happening when they see it. So before they went dark, this was July 31st, 2020. I don't expect we will see them for a little while because, I mean, they're certainly in the heat of the battle, as we can see with some of the remarks Trump has made. But when you take on the power and the money of Big Pharma, some of the most powerful people on the planet, and you basically cut their testicles off with a legislative pen, they're going to fight back. The swamp is going to fight back. So that was a pretty big, bold move. Anyways, post 4620, the last one says, brackets, infiltration. Only those who could, brackets, can be controlled, brackets, via blackmail or like beliefs, were installed in critical leadership positions across all political and non-political control and command positions, brackets CCP for short. Control and command positions, brackets, necessary to ensure protective blanket, brackets, their insurance. Traitors everywhere. D, leadership in joint ops with China, brackets CCP. What we know, the Democrats have been working with China as they've installed their people in these command and control positions in effort to regain power. It was never about the virus. Sequence of events. Flynn, General Flynn, first strike, designed to, number one, cripple. Number two, prevent exposure of illegal acts, bracket, Hussein White House chain of command through national security / intel discovery. They're referring to the attempt to take down Trump prior to taking power and after was run from Hussein right to the top. It's now coming out, has been for weeks. Number three, install controlled replacement, brackets, Rogue One McMaster. General McMaster was the first traitor they installed in the White House team, national security advisor, so he could try to control the situation. What did he do to protect everybody, including himself? He sent all the loyalists, Trump loyalists, on a national security team, some of the most qualified, fired all of them. So it says McMaster removal of loyalist intel community, national security, install controlled, brackets, Rogue 2, Dan Coats, DNI. Dan Coats, Senator Dan Coats from Indiana, once again, Republican senator, very distinguished, very high reputation. I've always admired and respected him. Once again, we don't know who the traitor, we do now. But to learn that someone like Dan Coats became the director of national intelligence was a traitor to the United States. He was put in there as one of the cabal puppets to protect any information from coming out. That's why it took Richard Grenell coming in as the temporary DNI. And what did Richard Grenell do? He started to declassify things that for 2 years Coats refused to declassify. Coats was brought in and pushed on Trump by the traitor Mike Pence. And that's another whole story. We'll get down to that when one of these days when I feel like it's time to open up that pinata on who Mike Pence really is. But so he was preventing D-class, brackets, House, Senate blockade. He would not give this information to the House or Senate. Then it says pre-install Rogue 3 through 6 referrals to POTUS, R.E. McMaster, Coates, Ray, he's the current FBI director, Bolton, and then plus, 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 install controlled, brackets, Rogue 7, Bolton. Bolton removed all loyalists, intel community, national security. Intel community, national security, White House, essential to control, brackets, infiltration, to prevent declassification, public exposure of true events, brackets, illegal surveillance, brackets, Republican candidates 1 and 2, that would be Trump and Cruz, House members 1 through X, Senate members 1 through X, journalists 1 through X, ambassadors 1 through X, plus class 1 through 99 events. They were spying on everybody, folks. Mueller installed, brackets, Comey termination, loss of power, POTUS inside of a box, prevent counterattack. Impeachment installed. Mueller, this is bracketed, Mueller termination, loss of power, POTUS inside of a box, prevent counterattack. When they repeat something, they're driving a point home, so we get it. Then it says C-19, that's COVID-19, insurance plan above fail. If everything failed, C-19 was next. C-19 installed, bracket, impeachment, termination, loss of power, POTUS inside box, prevent counterattack. C-19, stage 1, inform POTUS, brackets, intel, plus CDC, plus WHO, plus security advisors, nothing to fear, do not close, travel, do nothing, brackets, the political setup. They were setting him up, telling him not to do anything. He responded differently. C-19, stage 2, inform POTUS of doomsday, inaccurate scenarios, brackets, models, predicting death count 1 million plus, brackets, the political force, lock down, brackets, wipe economic and unemployment or unemployment gains. So they're just telling us exactly what we've seen. The inaccurate scenarios, the made up models, the projected death counts, lock everything down so we could crash the economy. Stage 3 of C-19 is activate controlled D governors to spike the death count, plus project statewide fear by presenting alarming on-ground conditions, bracket, hospital, bracket, care supplies, projections. We know what that was. We don't have any supplies. We don't have ventilators. Hospitals overflowing. Yet we saw digital soldiers, warriors going out there to all these hospitals that were supposedly overrun. And what did we see? Empty hospitals. We got video of people uploading onto Twitter of them doing dancing, nurses having nothing else to do, but they're overrun. We also caught NBC in New York taking the people in the hospital, having them get in their cars, drive up, sit in a line like there were so many people that were coming to get their COVID-19 tests. All stage bullshit. All is out in the open. Of course, you're not going to see it on mainstream media. It's the big fear push. So C-19 stage four was push testing to spike infected death rate incline due to a daily testing increase. Brackets, the political setup, controlled MSDNC failure to report death count rates proportional to infected rate. Deliberate miscounting of infected numbers, percentage. Change non-positive to positive. Label death of non-C19 as C19 death, etc. So if you look at everything they told us here, test. If you keep testing, folks, of course the numbers are going to go up. What they stopped reporting were the death rates. That's the only thing that counts, because your body deals with pathogens every day. It has its own army. Your army is your immune system. Your army are your natural killer cells that are floating around through your body. They're like search and destroy units looking for any pathogen that doesn't belong, and they mount an attack and they rip it apart. That's the immune system. And the only way that your body ever has a strong immune system, it has to be allowed to go to war. It has to be allowed to fight. So by getting these flu viruses, you're keeping your army in shape. Sometimes they overrun you a little bit, but you always, most always win the battle with a flu or viruses, unless you're compromised in some way, shape, or form. But it's still astonishing to me. I had a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, in California, had a discussion with him, I don't know, yesterday, I think on a text message. He's putting out this bullshit about, you know, people in Los Angeles should be wearing masks. I'm stunned. I'm like, are you kidding me? You've known me how long? Everything I tell you for the last 20 years in the political realm, here's what's happening. Here's what's going to happen. I don't believe it. He's a great guy, but he's always been that. I don't believe it. Well, time and time again, it always turns out to be what I say. And I'm stunned that he is pushing back on buying into this whole nonsense. But, you know, that's California. Anyways, stage five, eliminate. / censor any opposing views, anti-narrative, ready when needed, activate 4-year BLM narrative 4x power, brackets used as division plus 2020, C-19 infect rates to justify close, limit until November the 3rd. That, of course, is their operation to censor opposing views. When they need them, activate BLM, divide people, right up to, through 2020, and then keep this underway until November the 3rd. C-19 calculated depolitical gain. So they're saying, what are the political gains by carrying out their operation? Eliminate record economic gains. Eliminate record unemployment gains. Shelter Biden from public appearances. Limit public exposure of mental condition. Shelter Biden from Ukraine exposure narrative. Media focus, C-19. Change the media focus. 5, shelter Biden from presidential debates, brackets requested demands due to C-19. 6, delay deconvention, strategic takeover of nominee post-conference. Eliminate delay POTUS rallies, terminate energy. Eliminate ability for people to gather, divide them. Eliminate ability to find peace, strength in time of need, brackets strict church closures. 10, promote mail-in voting as the only safe method. Bypass NSA election security, brackets installed midterms plus one. So what they did, of course, NSA prevented the theft of the presidential election in 2016. That's why they're still stunned that they, I actually was telling my dad today, I saw this meme, a picture of Hillary Clinton and God, what's her name? Webb Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Clinton. Yeah, it is. It's not Bill Clinton's daughter, folks. That's Webb Hubble. That's his daughter. Put Webb Hubble beside Chelsea Clinton. You'll see the identical. you'll see the identical genetic profile. It's another astonishing thing they kept from us. So there's Chelsea Clinton standing beside Hillary, and the meme says, "My mother's so stupid. She even lost a rigged election," which you can't argue with that, because she truly did lost a rigged election. But saying if they could stop that election fraud, the theft, why did they not stop it in 2018? Well, we talked about that in the past. They wanted them to steal the elections and take over control of the House. That's why military intelligence ran 45, well, probably 40 of 45 Republicans out of the House, because they were all deep state criminals or controlled or whatever. And they wanted to get them out, let the Democrats take the House, and then show the world who they really are, show America, which they've done remarkably well. So they'll, and they also wanted to be able to gather all the evidence of voter fraud, which they did, and they're going to use it against them to push for state voter ID. That'll be the next law that comes. Number 11 is push state bailout stimulus, brackets California and New York, plus their wish list items. All these things were strategic. They want money because you got California and New York that are beyond bankrupt from everything they've done, the theft, the crime, all of it. And they want you, the taxpayer, to bail them out, just like they bailed out California twice since 2004. Let the criminals keep taking your money. Number 12, increase national debt, bracket, place China into controlling debt position, regain leverage. 13, test conditional limits of public acceptance, brackets, obey. What have they done with the masks? Test conditional limits of public non-acceptance, people like me that still refuse to wear a mask. 15, test conditional limits of state authority, brackets, governor, mayor. Test conditional limits of media, brackets, social censorship. Who benefits most? Brackets, D party, brackets, China, CCP. Russia is the enemy, China is our friend. That's what they're trying to sell us. They've been doing that since Trump won power. MSDNC social media programming, all assets deployed. Everything seen yesterday, today, and tomorrow equals calculated political moves / events designed and launched by the D Party in coordination with other domestic and foreign entities in an attempt to regain power over you, prevent accountability, shadow presidency, brackets, Hussein, shadow government, information warfare, insurgency, your voice matters and your vote matters. Patriots, stand united. Welcome to the revolution. So as I see that parting post that they put up here, it makes me ask a couple of questions. Exactly what is happening right now? So we're going to see over the coming weeks, possibly months, I believe we're going to start see the opening salvo of the takedown of the deep state. Now, are they going to get to top people? No, I don't believe so. And another thing, I talking about people, you know, banging away on Bill Barr all the time. Like, I have the same people on Twitter and Instagram, some pretty big people with big followings that are now bailing out on Q because things aren't happening fast enough. And it blows my mind. It just, I don't know what it is. It's just sensationalism, maybe to see how popular they are to have other people follow them. There's a couple great people to follow, by the way. There's some people that I watch. A new guy that I started watching put together some great intel for one of my shows a couple weeks ago. If you're on Twitter, folks, go find 3 days, 3 nights. That's a letter, the number 3, DAYS, 3, NIGHTS. It's at the @ 3 days, 3 nights. I do follow him. He put together a great collage of information that we covered a couple of weeks ago on the 32 points of the cabal takedown. So I get some good intel there. Another one I follow is Carlos Asueda. That's at COSWEDA. Another great one to follow. But anyways, when I look at some of these people, and these two aren't, these are true patriots, these two that I just mentioned. But there's some other folks that are just getting impatient. I'm thinking, what don't you understand about the justice system? Hey, let's listen to Bill Barr here explain this when he was talking to Mark Levin the other day. So rather than me tell you what Bill Barr said, I'm going to let you hear what he says so you understand why it takes the time that it does.
Been the demonization of the Trump administration from day one. I went back and I watched his victory speech after election night. People should go back and look at it. It was very measured. It was a very statesmanlike speech. He offered the olive branch. He praised Hillary Clinton, thanked her for all her service to the country, talked about working together to make things better for the American people. That was the day he won. And from that point forward, there's been the resistance. They were trying to impeach him from day one. They have done everything they can. They've shredded the norms of our system to do what they can to drive him from office or to debilitate his administration. And I think it's because of the desire for power, that the left wants power because that is essentially their state of grace and their secular religion. They want to run people's lives so they can design utopia for all of us. And that's what, you know, that's what turns them on. And it's the lust for power. And they weren't expecting Trump's victory, and it outrages them. So it's a lie. The American people are being told a lie by the media. The news reporting is you know, all the same. I like it when Fox goes through some of the reporting of each channel, how they use exactly the same phraseology and same talking points. And that's what you see. It's become extremely monolithic. And it's wedded in many ways to the Democratic Party. It's a partisan press, largely.
Conducting the investigation, I think would be helpful for Sylvia, my mother-in-law, and for the whole nation to understand when they say, why aren't we indicting somebody? Why aren't we indicting them today? Do you have the power to indict somebody today or in some kind of clock? Or how does that work?
Well, you know, part of the rule of law, as far as I'm concerned, and one thing I want to get back to is not using the criminal justice system as a political tool. I think it has been in the past. I think the whole Russiagate thing was an instance of that. It's used as a weapon. And what I want to do is make it clear that we will indict people only when we are satisfied that the standards of the department have been met, which means that we believe a crime has been committed by this person and we have proof beyond a reasonable doubt to prove it.
To convict them.
And we have to go to a grand jury and the grand jury has to agree to get the indictment. And proof beyond a reasonable doubt is a high standard. And I think all political sides have gotten into the habit in this country of just sort of saying that their political opponents have done something terrible. They think it's terrible. You know, it's enough for me to conclude he's terrible. Why isn't he in prison?
Let me ask you this. So people, you have a grand jury. What's their job?
Their job is to make the decision to return a bill of indictment.
You have the U.S. attorney. What's his job?
To present the evidence to the grand jury.
And so they basically will decide if somebody should or should not be indicted. And correct. Then you're more or less informed about it and have the final say.
Right.
So you're not the first tier of this. So when people say to you, when is so-and-so going to be indicted? You don't really have a clue until that is really teed up, do you?
That's right. I mean, you know, as you said, John Durham, 35-year veteran of the department, worked for both Republican and Democratic attorneys general on special projects because people have a great deal of confidence in his ability. And he's meticulous. And he is about gathering all the evidence. Now, people lose track of, you know, I think people have to realize that in this process, the witnesses have lawyers. Sometimes they won't talk to you.
Sometimes slows it down.
They slow it down. Sometimes they will take the Fifth Amendment unless you give them immunity and so forth. Also, there was a sprawling number of issues to be looked at here, and there are a lot of different conspiracy theories. And part of our responsibility is to look at all of these things so we can assure people that these various theories have been looked at. And so this takes some time.
You think the public has a reason to be angry about, we'll call it the whole Russia collusion stuff, what took place now that we have more and more information coming out on the public record? Forget about probable cause. Public record. We now have testimony that was given by senior officials in the Obama administration to the Schiff committee that's come out, where not a single one of them believed there was Russia collusion.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other untoward things with the FISA court. Now we know about Comey conducting activity without telling the Attorney General of the United States. This was a really horrible thing, wasn't it?
Yes. To me, it is sort of the doomsday scenario of abuse of government power, which is the party in power uses the police and intelligence services to tilt the field against their political opponents. And that's, you know, that's terrible from a governmental and civil rights standpoint. So, but the media was part of this. And that's, to me, probably the worst aspect of it. The so-called watchdogs of the system, they became attack dogs. They weren't watched.
I'm going to stop right there. Just a minute left in that. But one of the things I want to point out to you there is, if you just listen to him, you don't have to see him, but if you just listen to Bill Barr, he's just very calm, very thorough, very methodical. These people aren't concerned about, I mean, if you go back to Eric Holder, you go back to Loretta Lynch, and you look at any time they spoke in front of the public, it's always a sell job. It's always a sell job, making a case, smoke and mirrors, diversions, fancy footwork, whatever BS talk they're coming up with. And you just listen to a legal heavyweight being interviewed by a constitutional heavyweight in the country. What people don't understand about Bill Barr, and I've heard people come up and say, Barr's going to go. He's a cabal player. He was part of the Bush administration as, you know, in the AG's office while they were covering up what 911. Folks, what you need to understand is the infiltrators had to be infiltrated. This operation has been going on for a long time. Barr was earmarked a long time ago to be put in positions where he was so he could learn and understand how the CIA operates, how these agencies operate. These people, the cabal plays a long-term game. We're talking they're playing lifetimes and hundreds of years, however long it takes to accomplish their ends. They play long-term. Well, these guys had to play long-term as well, because that's what it took to get inside, pretend they were one of them, watch, observe. I'm sure these people, obviously, they're not killers like the rest of these animals. Otherwise, they wouldn't be qualified. But they got to see the inner workings, and they've been parked on the sidelines for years waiting to carry out this plan. And when their time was called to call up to join the battlefield, and on Barr's behalf, is to come in as the legal machine that's going to orchestrate the takedown, the legal takedown of this criminal empire. Well, now you can see. And hopefully you understand why this is going to take time. I'll tell you, week in, week out, relax. Know the good end's coming. Sit back and enjoy the show, because this is never going to get to be seen or experienced ever again. After that, it's going to be wonderful. We'll be back after the break.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this.
But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Hey folks, Karl Marx here. You know from my smash hit, The Communist Manifesto, the little ditty that changed the world. Crack myself up. But really, you know what else? The joke is on you, because this little manifesto has been used on you. Yeah, the United States of America. And then there was my epic, Das Kapital, a sweeping work of intrigue and...
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here, returning for the second hour of The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio. Welcome to the second hour. We're going to talk for a few minutes, folks, about some of the things we had seen last week, especially that explosion in Beirut. I'm sure many people have seen this. On some level or another, the great thing about social media is that you're getting live information that can happen in real time when they're live streaming it right to their Twitter feed or Instagram. But to see what happened in Beirut was just, it was an unbelievable event to see this thing, you know, whatever it was happened there. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in my life. As soon as I saw it, I thought that is definitely a directed energy weapon, which are obviously very advanced technologies that most of us aren't privy to. So I didn't really know where to land on that. It certainly was tragic to see what had happened. But at first I thought maybe this was an alliance hit on a cabal target. And then, of course, I saw some of the video of the lives lost, the devastation, and obviously many people injured, and a huge part of that city was just destroyed. But so I started to comb through some social media to see exactly what was going on. But before I talk about that, there's one thing I found interesting in terms of past intel drops. I remember at some point last week when that explosion became the fourth one that happened, there's a number of countries that explosions happened in. And so somebody actually grabbed this. I'm not fast or smart enough to figure this out. Some people have a lot of time to dig through this. They go looking and they pull out one of the old posts. So Elizabeth McDonald put up some live video of the blackout that happened in New York City. And that was on August the 7th. And you look at the city, a complete blackout. There was a blackout whenever they took out Jeffrey Epstein. So certainly when there's a blackout, people are thinking, oh boy, they're going after Ghislaine Maxwell. Don't worry, folks. They could wipe her off the planet. They already have the evidence. The NSA has got everything. Nothing to worry about. However, there's a blackout. Then we got these four explosions that are happening, major explosions in several countries around the world. So if we go back to post 1440 on June the 3rd, 2018, 9:58 p.m., here's the post. Capital letters, boom, next line, boom, next line, boom, next line, boom. A week to remember, dark to light, blackout necessary. So when you look at that, again, these are always the truth in advance or the roadmap for future events as markers. So those are us, of us who are following can make some sense of what's happening. So there's probably offering a level of comfort that although the world looks like it's on fire or burning or coming apart, these are just operational. So were these explosions, if they were correlated to this post, were they planned out is my question. So here is a thread that was written by Carlos Asueta, and I followed this guy. He's ex-military. Maybe he's from MIC. I'm not sure which, but he's extremely knowledgeable on weapons and operations. He might be from the spec ops community. But he posts, here's some pretty irrefutable evidence that the Beirut explosion was not only accidental, was not only not accidental, it was carefully controlled. So he's got an earlier thread. His earlier thread said it was an arms depot, missiles from Iran. First, the warheads were destroyed. Listen to them going off. So what he shows is the orange flame. You see the first part of the explosion, this big explosion. And what he's showing is a second explosion. And in the second explosion, he's explaining exactly what the process of events were in this potential operation, this attack operation on a cabal target. So he's talking about these growing red flames, as you can see at some point after the big explosion happened. I should say the second big one, the one that didn't yet create this massive vapor concussion. So he said, just keep that orange explosion in mind. And then there's the next explosion, and it's a massive fireball. Okay. Shows a couple views of it. When that massive fireball goes up, then you see this mist, this vapor concussion wave that's like a sphere growing up out of the ground, like a mushroom cloud, except it's coming up out of the ground, keeps expanding like a big dome, and then it dissipates, and you see the disruption of the atmosphere coming right at people miles away, blowing their windows out. It was just astonishing because many people had their cell phones and they were filming it because they saw the first explosion. So anyways, what he says is that, let me see if we can find where he starts talking about, they're claiming that it's a fireworks explosion. And that's what produced this white dome of water vapor, which is, he says it's a vortex ring. So again, as he's explaining this and showing is this how this played out. So somebody asked, what is this? He said, missile warheads. And he said, and he shows the one of the explosions, he's pointing out which one was rocket fuel, which is called HMX, or it's called Octogen. It's a powerful and relatively insensitive nitroamine high explosive. It's chemically related to RDX, whatever that is. So then he shows an article from some time back, an Iran general defense minister says the country wants to make Octogen to improve their destructive power of their weapons. Well, guess what? We know Iran's been storing weapons in Lebanon for quite some time. So CEO says Iran intends to produce the powerful explosive Octogen for use in the warheads of its missiles to improve their destructive and penetration power. Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Takhan said Wednesday. So he said again, CEO says Octogen equals HMX. Now remember, the growing orange flame as warheads exploded, and he says an explosion is the rapid release of energy, detonation. You can slow down the release of energy by burning the explosive. That's called deflagration. He says, from nitramine composite solid propellant modeling, Naval Weapons Center, page 189. And it says, remember, Octogen equals HMX. And from the Naval Weapons Center, it says HMX is slowly heated to between 185 and 190 degrees Celsius. It undergoes an endothermic crystallographic phase change process from beta to delta HMX. Further heating leads to slight exothermic decomposition beginning at about 271 degrees Celsius. This is a process interrupted by a sharp endotherm at the liquefaction. You guys enjoying this? I'm reading. I'm like, I can pronounce these words, but what the hell does it mean? The nature and proximity of the liquefaction and deflagration renders it difficult to define heats of fusion and decomposition for the use in combustible models. If the heating rate is slow enough, the sample is observed to melt in bulk and commence vigorous boiling, indicative of gas evolution in the melt phase. The liquid is brown in color and quickly disappears in a puff of smoke. So this is just his proof from above layman's terms on what exactly he's trying to explain. But he says when HMX is heated, it undergoes deflagration, emitting brown smoke. And that's what you could see from this second explosion. And he says the energy release is quickly reduced. So they're reducing the destructive power of this combustant. Brown smoke, not red, as the idiot media is reporting. And, of course, he shows that. Someone took out Iran's entire supply of rocket fuel in Lebanon, and they greatly reduced the destruction by causing deflagration instead of detonation. Iran thinks it can hide weapons depots in civilian centers because nobody will hit them. Wrong. And then he says in the next post, new weapons kids designed specifically for destroying massive weapons depots in civilian centers. The warheads were destroyed, and a fire first took out half of the oxygen stock, and then the second half was taken out. After these incidents, claims of civilian casualties are always made. My guess is all the dead were Iranians. Yes, windows were broken. Would you rather have broken windows or another war? So then he says, somebody asked, missiles from Iran being stored is what I think you're saying, not that Iran fires missiles into Beirut. Correct me if I'm wrong. And he says, trying to pick up where he left off, he was talking about, if I can find it again, yeah, I think I might have went deeper into another thread. But what I found interesting is he shows another thread, and he shows this weapon being used, the same weapon that was being used to direct the energy inward instead of outward, that would cause a lot of damage. It collapses basically inward, collapses the energy inward. So what I thought was amazing, he showed pictures or a video of this technology being used to take out a terrorist in Yemen. And this terrorist was in a crowd of people. They weren't close together by any means, but you know, if he sort of moved away from one sort of bulked group of people into another, you know, a couple feet away, when he had walked out of this one kind of bulk crowd of people on a street somewhere and he's walking toward another, that's when they hit him with a micro drone that had this weapon. And they showed that it just, this micro drone comes down and just hits him with a burst of this, whatever's the back of the head. And it's crazy because it's like a puff of smoke or dark, like a dark, dark mist or smoke. It just kind of, it's almost like the dude is vaporized, like in thin air. And that's how they took the guy out. So there's some crazy lethal weapons out there that they have access to. And obviously, this is what they had done with that particular operation, was to take out a cabal target. I think what we're going to see now is we're going to see a lot of these incidences taking place over the next couple months, because I remember Q had said in the past that it's going to be a hot spring and summer. What does that mean? Well, obviously means that things are going to heat up in this operation. As I said last week, I do not believe we're going to see the top of the pyramid, or I should say the top of the mid-range pyramid, you know, the Clintons, those people at that level, before the election being taken down. I think they're going to be more the mid-range of those people that are going to come under indictment. And I'm going to tell you, when I talk about folks enjoying this show, not getting too ramped up, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? I tell my friends, look, right now you're seeing the greatest show in human history. We are sitting in a turning point of all of humanity that has been written about for 75,000 years. So for whatever reason, we've all earned a right to be here for this transition. And this transition goes beyond transitioning the planet to what it should be. It's a certainly way higher level spiritual nature than just that. But the conditions are going to be set to allow some of these things to happen. So if they ran in and they rounded everybody up, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I've gotten, to me, this is pure entertainment, watching these rats run and hide. And, you know, it's like hitting the cockroaches with light. They scurry. They're scared. These people aren't sleeping at night. Look at Sally Yates's testimony. I mean, it's fun to watch the Senate hearings. If you watch any of them, watch them box these people in. They're leading them down these pathways to box them in. They know the game. They've been in Washington for decades. They've been in front of hearings. They know they're being boxed in. They're trying their damnedest to keep from walking down a pathway that leads to a box canyon. And they can't do it without coming out and lying and perjuring themselves. So when they get in that situation, what do? They start to eat their own. That's what's the best part of it, is watching these people turn on each other and throw each other under the bus. These people will eat their own to save their asses. To me, I think this is great. I don't want this thing to end too quick. I want to watch this thing build, and I want to see these people psychologically being burnt to the ground, dismantled, these horrible people have done terrible things to the planet. Man, it's like my dad says, I don't want to see these people executed and killed. I want it to last it over a period of weeks for what they've done to humanity. So that being said, just be patient. This thing is being done to a level of moral authority that can never, ever be questioned. The difference between them and the difference between us, the difference between the cabal and the difference between the alliance, is we will operate inside the bounds of the rule of law. When they operate outside the bounds, it gives them a massive critical advantage to win the game, because there are no rules. The rule of law in the United States makes it very, very difficult to convict somebody. Very difficult to convict them. Beyond a reasonable doubt is beyond a reasonable doubt. If there's any doubt, I sat through one, it was a mock trial, two of them actually, and I found it quite interesting, because you truly, if you're going to be an honest person and you're honoring that code of law beyond a reasonable doubt, then you're certainly going to see how tough it is to put together the evidence and paint a picture of an event that can lead to a criminal prosecution and incarceration. So these people beat the criminals who have no rules on this battlefield. There's nowhere to go. You can't come up with any other rationale why you should walk. So just because of that, this will never be questioned in all of history in the minds of anybody in the world when they see it all, because there's only one shot to do this. There is no do-over. There's no, folks, you have to understand something. You've seen from the Democratic Party who they are, what they are. And again, I'm not letting some of these scumbag Republicans off the hook. You've all come to the conclusion at this point that a guy in here in the Tipping Point who made 20-year lifelong mission to get to the United States Senate, or at least laying the groundwork to work myself into a position to run for something or end up there, I have nothing but disdain for these criminals, because a lot of my time and passion was wasted wanting to go serve a nation, which would have been like just walking into a mafia back room to start orchestrating stealing from people. That's what they do. So I have great disdain for them. When they enact Nassar, then maybe my respect will come back, because the criminals are gone and they'll bring in the good people. But these people being in this collaboration with each other for so long and having the competitive advantage on the playing field is so extensive that to be able to pull this off requires absolution. That's how you see Trump carry himself. Doesn't matter if he's walking out of the White House after the criminals have destroyed everything. He's walking down the street with everybody behind him. Look at the resolution on his face. Look at the absolution in, I am carrying out the battle plan to destroy this satanic, Luciferian, murderous power structure, and we're just going through the process, and we're destroying them, and there's not a damn thing they can do about it. They cannot stop us. Nobody can stop us. It's going to be done. There's no way in hell Donald Trump would risk his life or his family's life if this was an absolute. Do you think, as horrible as this Democrat crime syndicate is, as the party that imports MS-13 by the tens of thousands from Central America to be their mercenary army to take out targets are not evil enough if they won power or stole power that they wouldn't do what they did under Obama, be traitors inside the justice system and go after Trump for treason, make up all the bullshit like they did with Russia and Ukraine and everything else. Do you think that they would not do this and then sentence him to death and his family to death? Of course they would, because after this election, based on them trying to save themselves, if they can pull this over on the American people, guess what? That means there is nothing that they cannot do, because the Americans, the American sheep, have stamped, given a stamp of approval for them to be murderous traitors and criminals. And now they have unlimited power. They're just going to do anything else. That's why I have absolute certainty that this outcome is going to be what I've said it is going to be from the time we started this show. On the other hand, all right, for those of you who have yet to join the battle and you do not want to dial in, there are some things that you probably should listen to from other people who are now dealing with what they're dealing with in our country, because their people have allowed the encroachment to go so far, like Australia, to where they took their weapons from them, or they ordered them to give up their weapons. So what did that lead to? I'm going to let, just came across this the other day. I'm going to let you listen to what's going on Melbourne, Australia. This is what happens when patriots don't dig in, pick up their arms, whether they are military or their mouth or their involvement or whatever, and stand and fight the enemy face to face, head on. You can't give this enemy 1 inch of ground. Look what the, look what BLM and Antifa did. Look what are happening to the cops out there. They're being ordered to stand down and allow this destruction to happen. I talked to a city police officer in this area, again, for his operational security and protection and privacy. I won't mention where, what department, but it is in Texas here. And the things he told me were absolutely shocking, what they're told to do. And again, these are liberal police chiefs, liberal commissioners, liberal city councils who lay down the law. And they're just setting the stage for this to be an overrun operation on the decent people. Because they didn't fight in Australia, here's what they're dealing with. Dan Bongino is talking about this. Maybe some of you saw him on his radio program, but this is what they're doing in Australia.
Using the coronavirus as a backdrop has basically turned their city into a police state out of fears from the coronavirus, despite no evidence whatsoever these lockdowns actually work. They don't. This virus doesn't care about your lockdowns at all. You're just locking people down indoors to recirculate air. So if someone gets it, the whole house gets it. The lockdowns don't work. They haven't worked. Look at some of the draconian measures happening. I really feel bad if you live in Melbourne right now. The guy who writes the article says, a friend summarized for me what's happening right now, the situation in Melbourne. Even one of these is bad. Police may now enter anyone's home without a warrant. Huh? There's an 8 p.m. curfew, a $1,600 fine if you're outside your house without, quote, a valid reason, the amount being raised by the day. You may say to yourself, Dan, come on. This is 1980s Soviet Union. No, this is Melbourne now. You're not allowed to visit family or friends. There's a $200 fine for no mask, mandatory masks at all times. This one, folks, please confirm for me if you live in Melbourne. Email us if this is true. You can only exercise once per day for up to an hour. Huh? What the hell does that have to do with anything? Only one person per household per day can leave the house, including for groceries. I'm not even sure that was a rule in the Soviet Union. You may have been more free, and the Soviets didn't even have these rules. You may say, wow, that sounds bad. No, there's more. You're not allowed to go more than 3 miles from your home. Weddings are illegal. No gatherings of any size. We got to go to page two because there's actually more, shockingly.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You're like, that's not it. No, there's more. The army is on the street finding and arresting people. Come on, Dan. This is Cuba. No, this is Melbourne. Since March 21st, a total of 193,700 spot checks have been conducted by police. Spot checks, Joe. Spot checks. At the 5-0 knocking on your door now. Protests and activism is illegal. People have already been arrested for peaceful gatherings. The media, which is extremely biased, no shocker, is calling the protesters right-wing conspiracy nutjobs and won't even allow discussions of whether these lockdowns are right or not. And several thousand people were placed under house arrest, unable to leave for any reason, with food rations delivered by the army, leading to appalling levels of personal trauma. Here's one last one. There's actually more, but in the interest of time, I had to cut it down. Australia won't release how many fines they've given out, but an ABC News report said it's over $5.2 million so far. Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Do you understand that if we don't take some kind of action at the voting booth and get these people out and let them know we will never allow this again, that in the name of public health, your neighborhood could be next? How is that not what I just described, the police state? Again, if any of it's inaccurate and that article is wrong or misplaced, let us know. Melbourne government officials, we're happy to hear. We'll put your statement on the air. But how is what I just not described, the Solzhenitsyn's, the Gulag Archipelago? Explain, please.
Now, what do you say to that? How do you respond? Let's pretend this was 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Say it was 10 years ago. Could you have ever imagined in the United States, that we would have the activities we have going on in this country? We remember what it was like, you know, those who were alive at the time, the Watts riots, the LA riots with Rodney King, yet another criminal. I mean, as always, the way the media ignites these things, Rodney King was a criminal. Rodney King was on PCP. If you know anything about angel dust, you're on that stuff. You're like Superman. You'll punch through car windows until they're all gone trying to swing at somebody. You can't stop these people. It's like a massive dose of adrenaline. You had five cops trying to put this guy down for, I don't know how many, 5 minutes trying to stop him, and they couldn't. So rather than have one of these guys lose the upper hand and this guy gets a hold of him and takes their gun and kills him, what do? They got to nightstick the damn guy into a damn coma to stop him. What do? The media was there. The people were there. And the videos got out to the media. What do? They did what they always do. They edit that stuff. They edit it to create a narrative, to ignite things on fire and create yet another race war. It's what they've always done. Unfortunately, the black community, once again, has fallen into that trap, believing all the bullshit. So, but imagine, and I'm going to come back to that in just a minute, the whole racism thing. But just imagine if it was 10 years ago and we said, you know, there's going to come a point in the near future, even under Obama, where there's going to be riots in the cities and the mayors are going to tell the cops to let them destroy. Just like that knucklehead did in Baltimore 5 years ago. Give them room to destroy, she said. That they're also going to have the cops withdraw. And then they're going to also have the cops start arresting the people who were peaceful protesters not causing any problems while they stand by and let these criminal protesters and destroyers pull down national monuments, try to destroy the church in Washington, D.C., heading for the White House to try to overrun the gates at the White House. Could you ever imagine? Even if Obama was in the White House, I'd be like, are these people out of their freaking minds? Who would have imagined? Who would have imagined? But what you just heard is happening in a free nation. While we were listening to that, I just pulled up my Twitter feed. Or no, somebody sent me, so Bill Ogden, I think, sent this over to me. And it's a tweet. It's somebody uploaded a video. It says, meanwhile, in Melbourne, they're showing a girl on the sidewalk. I like how they always use their psychological tricks on us. This guy's got he's a cop with a yellow vest on, like the yellow vest protesters are trying to psychologically twist us a little bit to align him with, you know, the same colors as a protester. He's got her by the jaw with one hand, the neck by the other, pushing her against the wall. She's kicking at the other cop. They're trying to arrest her. And you should see now he puts his leg in front of her and throws her over across his leg, puts her down. He's got his hand on her neck, like he's doing a chokehold, like trying to strangle her to death. This is a cop, folks. This is a police officer carrying out the orders of the cabal. And I'm going to say this again, like I did weeks ago. Hey, police officers out there, believe me, if push comes to shove, you better believe me We're going to defend you like we are now. We're going to defend you in the streets. We're going to put our lives at risk to protect you against the mob. But if we see you doing any of this bullshit, just understand you're going to step on the side with the minority, because the masses of people will not stand for this bullshit. Not in the United States, they won't. They may initially, but as I said weeks ago, if this kicks off and you pick the wrong side, believe me, you're going to suffer the same fate at the hands of the freedom-loving American people. That isn't a maybe. That's an absolutely. Now, I certainly believe there are some of those out there who will take the other side, but I believe the vast majority, in fact, I talked to a career officer last night we talked about this, and he said, Scott, I'm telling you, 90% of people in this country in law enforcement are going to step over on the other side. They're going to say, enough is enough. If you're going to take down the Constitution and the people, you're going to have to come through us first. But this bullshit I'm seeing, this video I'm watching right now, and these, again, they're always these milquetoast pussies. I know I always use that reference as a slur, but you know what? I'm out of diplomacy. I'm out of statesmanlike talking. I did that for 20 years. It did no good whatsoever. People don't listen. People don't hear anything you say when you're trying to present a decent message. What they understand and what they respect is somebody who's going to tell the truth exactly like it needs to be told in the street, not in front of a camera. I could care less about any of that at all, as you can tell. I don't give a crap about that. I don't give a shit about any of it. What I care about is that American people are ready to stand and fight. They're ready to put a mark on the ground and say, I will not allow you to cross this line. This is as far as you're going to go. There are repercussions if you take a step over this line. You have to be willing to back that up. Because if you allow these people, if you allow these cabal puppets to send out your protectors, those people that are swearing to protect the rights of the people in the Constitution, if you are not going to stand your line and hold your ground, we will be overrun. We can't allow that to happen in this country. These other countries around the world are watching. What does America do? What do the American people do? Do we have anybody in this world that'll stand their ground to save us, all of us? And that's what we have to do. So if this gets into a precarious situation, folks, coming up in the next couple of months, you better be prepared to stand your ground. As I said before, I hope I'm wrong. I hope nothing happens. But these people, they're playing for their lives. This is their life and death battlefield for them, because if they don't win, they're going to the grave. And they're going to do whatever they have to take, whatever kind of chaos. So I know as time goes on, I continue to prepare myself more and more, because I don't trust any politician that'll allow this stuff to happen. We know now Chinese naval assets have been rolling into Australia. Now they got Chinese soldiers there. That was going to happen here, by the way. You may not know this, but in the National Defense Authorization Act in 2012, which I read, Obama ceded control of federal lands to China as a collateral move on all the debt that they held on us. Which means what? That they could legally, I'm not saying constitutionally, but legally bring soldiers into the United States. And they could use UN soldiers and Chinese soldiers to come in here and disarm Americans. Now, do I think they would win? No, but I know we would lose a lot of Americans. Everybody talks about how big and powerful China is. Folks, there are 1 billion people. You got 800 million that are going nowhere. These people barely came out of a peasant life over the last 20 years. They may have infrastructure and growth in some cities, but believe me, there's a lot of people all through China suffering, probably 600, 700 million. I don't care who it is. There is nothing, no one, anything more powerful than the American patriot and American people. We are not going to allow our freedom just to be taken away. It can't come from the outside. It can only come from the inside. These criminal scumbag politicians who've continued to set us up for decades to lose. But I see this stuff and I just obviously it affects me in a big way. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. But there again, Australia is really not its own nation. Australia and New Zealand are both British colonies. They're still controlled by the crown. I'm going to come up with a theory here that I've had for a little while, and it's not really my own. It's just what I put together from other things that I've seen, and I'm going to share it with you, and it might be way outside of the boundaries, but I think it might be plausible, and I think it might give you some sense of comfort of what I see really happening. And then I'm going to differentiate between the two of them, of what's really happening we see and what I think is really actually happening. But here's Australia. Person tweeted out, it actually gets worse. We have to have permits that confirm that we are leaving our home to go to work. The permits are available on the DHS VicGov websites. Must be Victorian government website. These permits have the hours you work, the work locator, and your residential address. You must present this permit when you're questioned by police. If you're found to be lying, you're fined $5,000 to $20,000. Individuals, and $20,000 to $109,000 for businesses. You must have a permit for your child to attend childcare. Your child can only attend childcare if there's no adult at home to look after your child. If you're found to be lying, the same fines apply. Tell me what that is. That to me, folks, is 1984. George Orwell said, every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. This is their end game, people. The winners always write history. And sad to tell you that virtually most of our history is a lie in many, many respects. Most of everything they taught us is a lie in many, many respects. My question is this. How is it that we allow them to do what they do, keep information from us? Here's a couple basic questions to help you understand two things. The two things to understand is how the cabal powers work, and number two, why you're not being informed, or better yet, awakened to the truth that terrifies these people more than anything is you waking up. Here's an example. I was going through some secret space program stuff. And one of these days I'm going to get to talking about some of that. But here's a couple articles I pulled up. U.S. Navy secretly designed super fast futuristic aircraft resembling UFO documents reveal. Another article. The Navy just patented a compact fusion reactor, but it will work. It's actually, they have a 0-point energy reactor. They're not going to tell you that right out. U.S. Patent Office has two free energy devices on files, decades of suppression. These are articles, folks. You can find these yourselves. That's on apparently apparel.com. What a way to hide an article. Apparently apparel.com. Navy patent for triangle craft. That's on Paranormal Forum. These are in the Patent Office. In fact, both these articles about the Navy patenting a 0-point energy machine device and also an anti-gravitic craft, a triangle craft. Now I can't even find it. I can run it on Drudge, do the search, can't find it. What are they afraid of? Think of this for a minute. They list things classified for national security. Let's talk about these patents. I mentioned a couple here. They're extremely advanced quantum technologies that are classified for national security reasons. The question to ask yourself is this. If a technology exists, shouldn't it be relayed to the world? Shouldn't it be revealed to all humanity? Folks, if you're a believer in our one and only creator, the source of all of us, doesn't anything discovered belong to all of creation? You? If one believes in our creator, wouldn't they think like this? These people don't. That's why. If our creator has offered this construct of human life that we're gifted, this physical life, this life that has this purpose of experiencing a growth curve toward either spiritual ascension or descension or stasis, staying where you are for a long time, that's completely up to our decisions. Isn't it logical that the discoveries of how the universe works should be accessible to all creation, shouldn't it be? At least of all creation, I'll refer to the third density beings that we are. So all things quantum in the realm that our creator made us a part of to assist us in our ability to experience life in a way so we learn truth, to learn what works in acquiring happiness, to learn what works or doesn't work or prevents unhappy or causes unhappiness, to have the choice to experience either one of them, the choice to move in either direction. That's free will, right? We have free will. So this continuum that we are part of, called a space-time continuum, it's part of our existence, the whole quantum realm. Wouldn't someone who's working toward their own ascension, which is why we're here, our own spiritual ascension, wouldn't we want to utilize these advanced technologies to advance the human experience, to prevent or end human suffering, prevent disease, end it, end early death, so we can have a longer experience to gain more from it, to provide a happier existence so we can work on our spiritual ascension? If there are technologies out there, and there are today, that could cause us to live an easier physical life so we have more free time to enjoy our families, to do things that light us up, give us energy, things that make you happy, passions, hobbies, things that just fill your soul. Doesn't it make sense we should have access to that? Because again, if it aids in our spirit, you can't ascend spiritually to your highest potential when you're wiped out physically, mentally, where you're so busy working the machine, the matrix they built us to give what little they give us, and you're too tired to give your best energy to your family or your friends or your community or country. How can you spiritually raise to your, you can't. You can't raise to your highest potential. So because we have all these technology discoveries of the quantum realm, they don't belong to anybody. They don't create these things. They discover them. There's only one creator. There's one. There are engineers. There's our creator and everything else is engineered. So I got to make this calculated assumption that those who would classify these advanced technologies like zero point energy, think Tesla. He wanted free energy for the world. They destroyed him for it. This anti-gravitic technology that the U.S. Navy has filed patents on for these triangle craft, they've been in existence for decades. I saw one flying up through a canyon in Afghanistan. A soldier was recording it. Like, what in the hell is that? It was flat. It was a triangle, more of like a flat pyramid is the best way I can describe it. It's really looked like a three-sided flat pyramid. And as it's coming up in the air, it's like wobbling, like it's unstable horizontally, and it's kind of spinning a little bit rotationally, just anti-gravitic. Didn't need any speed. It didn't need aerodynamics to fly. And it's coming out of the canyon in Afghanistan. He's got soldiers right on the mountain. I'm like, oh my God, that's one of those triangle craft I learned about secret space programs. Anyways, so now why is the Navy filing these patents? Because they're going to be outed. And they're trying to control the narrative. And people find out, oh yeah, they've kept us. We've been burning gas and oil and coal and having to spend fortunes on cars and all this kind of stuff, stripping us of our money, making it difficult to live. And they've had this stuff for how long? For the purpose of what? Killing people? They're not killing people over in these other countries to help us, folks. They got these sonic healing technologies. I've talked about them a lot. How the hell? If you have sonic healing technology, sonic healing beds, put the human being on it, and over a period of time, the sound waves cause the cells to course correct, operate completely efficiently like the machine the human body is, and heal itself. You tell me why we don't have that today. Well, you don't have to tell me, and I don't have to tell you. You know. The reason that they classify these 6,000 high security patents is because they're not spiritually aligned with us in any way, any of them. They're following a different power. They're following an evil power that's different than ours, the one we're aligned with. We've come to accept all their actions of classifying all this stuff for national security reasons as for our own good. Imagine that, for our own good. I lost my mother to breast cancer, many other people have, and I watched it happen, and I watched what was going on. And what can you say to things like that? I mean, when you know yourself that there are things that could prevent this stuff, and there's nothing you can do about it because it's quote unquote classified. How do you rectify that in your soul? So, are we to trust these people in positions of power in government? Are we to just say to ourselves, well, I won't really question that because they are looking out for me? I think C.S. Lewis said it best, and it applies here. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent and moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience, doing it for our own good, as they tell themselves. So these discoveries of technology, of quantum, they belong to all of us. We know they don't believe in our creator, because if they did, they would deduce the fact that what if our creator said, hey, you're not going to have any of that. I'm going to keep all this for me. You guys get none of it. What's the difference? All these discoveries of technology lead to one of two things, and only two. They're devices or machines that either help humanity or they destroy it. This is a world of duality, folks. Black, white, up, down, right, left, in, out. Destroy, create. They take these technologies and they turn them into machines to kill, 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 and kill. Where are the archangels that can get control of these technologies and create and save and enhance? They're coming. They're coming. But there's no middle ground here on this. It's either constructive or destructive, their intentions. So, they classify them or they reveal them. Whichever one they do, that action reveals their intent. What are their intentions? This whole secrecy option on the earth as it is right now is simply for one thing, to destroy the planet and its inhabitants. So I don't know about you, but I don't trust these controlling powers on any level to make any decisions about anything they have access to. Because so far, we've seen nothing except in our whole lifetimes, a world of destruction, a world of destruction. So again, you have to ask yourself why. If there are almost unbelievable discoveries and they never make it to the public forum, it's because they're being used against the betterment of humanity. Why? Because an empowered humanity causes the cabal powers, the Rothschild, Karzarian, Mafia, Luciferian, Satanist murderers lose control over us. I'll ask you again, why all the lies in the media? Why are they censoring information? I'm getting to your empowerment point here. Stay with me. Why is this censoring of the information being disseminated by those who know? Why the classifications of top secret for these technologies for our own good? It's become painfully obvious. They control this information flow and these discoveries. Because if we find out the truth of who we are, they all become dead men walking. This is why you have to stand your ground in whatever way you can. They have to do these things, folks, to keep you in the dark, because they are scared shitless of 8 billion pissed off humans. They're a micro fraction, the top of the pyramid's a micro fraction. Believe me. You take out the top of the pyramid, the rest of them turn, run, cry, scream. They're all cowards. How did Trump get control of all of these criminals to work within this operation? I covered this a couple weeks ago. I think I told you that 3 days, three nights put together a great collage of information I've seen over time, but I thought I did a great job on a thread of the 32 points of submission and surrender to Trump of the criminal powers. Why? Because they're scared shitless to be turned over to humanity. Because Q said, if they walk, at least from the justice system, they'll never walk down the street anywhere in the world. Because that's what these criminals got. That's what the British monarchy got, Queen Elizabeth. It's what the Pope got, Pope Francis, the child satanic ritual abuse and child murderer, rapist. That's what the EU heads got. Certainly what King Fahd got in Israel or in Saudi Arabia. It's what Benny Netanyahu got. Got the evidence. Here are the files, stacks of them. Here's the DVDs, high resolution of the horrible shit you people have been doing your whole lives to children. That would probably ruin most people psychologically. Now you're working for this side. And you're going to carry out your plan. That's why they have these cataclysmic events all set up called the Samson Option. I mentioned Israel's Samson Option last week. Planting nukes in 25 U.S. cities and around the world. It's their blackmail mechanism. The good people move on them. They detonate a nuke in a city, create chaos. I'm not talking about the Israeli people, folks. I'm not talking about the good people in this country, Jewish people. It's had nothing to do with religion. I could care less about any of that. This is about the Khazarian mafia that created a country as a satellite of the Bolshevik Khazarian mafia from Russia to operate in. For purposes I want to get too deep into. But the threat of them having these weapons mean one thing. They fear you. They fear you and me. They fear the world. So they have to control us because they fear us. They blackmail, they threaten, cause terrible destruction or threaten that. So I ask you again, do you trust these people? Do you trust these people that are so hell-bent on taking down one man in the whole world? How can you trust that? How can you not be suspicious? How can you have your head so far up your ass that you can't see the truth? How? How can you trust the swamp? I don't care if it's Republican. How do you trust the swamp? I just don't understand how people can't be suspicious of world leadership. So the point I'm trying to make to you folks here is you have no idea how much power you have. Just one and together. That's what they can never have you discover. They can't allow you to know what you are, who you are. Because once you do and you take action, it's over. Lucky for us, we're not the ones we've been waiting for. Trump and the military are the ones we've been waiting for. But once they clear out the hornet's nest, then it's going to be up to you. It's going to be completely up to you. But we have to help. We have to be there for these soldiers that are out there taking on these operations. Can you imagine what these soldiers are seeing that are rescuing these children? From what I am hearing, this massive child trafficking machine and these, we'll call them baby factories like John of God down in Brazil that was arrested by Bolsonaro over a year ago, one of Oprah Winfrey's buddies that she promotes as a faith healer, hands-on faith healer. Had 100 women impregnating them, taking the newborn babies, selling them. $40,000-$50,000. If some customer, some satanic evil POS wants a newborn right out of the womb to go to work on it, over $100,000. That's who they are. From what I understand, it is the amount of children that has been feeding this machine over the years that we've been alive is in the billions, folks. The billions, billions of children. I will tell some of you folks, I've said this for probably 10 years. They have what are called the Finders. There's a group called the Finders. They've been in operation since the early 70s. The Finders are the ones that are going out and they're looking for whatever describes this appetite of one of these very wealthy sickos. And you know how they do it today? They used to drive around neighborhoods recess playgrounds, look around, ball fields, swimming pools, find somebody that just fit a description. Small black girl between the ages of 5 and 12. Little boy, this color hair. We have all these children that are now disappearing in staggering numbers, almost at a geometric rate. It's grown in 15 years. You know how they do it today? On the internet. You know how they do it today? They're watching you post all these pictures of your family. I've been telling, told my ex-wife this. You're crazy for hanging your personal life out there on social media. I don't. Most of my social media is a warfare platform. I wouldn't be putting my kids out there. I wouldn't be exposing my family to the whole world of sickos on social media because you want to show your life. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's very dangerous, folks. This is what they do. This is what they use as a tool. If it were me, boy, I'd be scrubbing every part of my Facebook page or anything else of my family. This is how these people operate. So for you, the listeners that are here, thankful you come here. I hope you share this show with people out there. Go to patriotsriseup.com. That's the mobile connect where you can access his show from there. Or you can go to revolution.radio and come in Studio B. You can also get this episode. If you enjoy it, send it out to your friends. Go to the Tipping Point Radio on YouTube, our YouTube channel. Create a video of it. Create more of a visual narrative with it. And send it out. Like, share, subscribe. It gets us more traction to get this message out. Bring some people to the message. Because the more people that learn about what's really happening out there in the world, number one, the safer they're going to conduct themselves in a safer manner in their lives, number one. Number two, they're going to wake up faster, so there's a lot less human suffering and tragedy till they take this down. Number three, they're going to be prepared to take action if necessary. This is the United States of America. It's not ordained to be free forever. We have to fight for our freedom. It's going to require every single one of us. So, if you want to pick up anything for this battle, pick up the American flag. Raise it up the flagpole. If you're in a foreign country, put yours on top. Put the American flag underneath it. Let them fly because this country represents you. Freedom for all. Folks, have a great night. We'll see you next Monday.
Listening to Revolution.